on a very hot day. Elisha said, "What then is to be done for her?" And the Gehazi made answer, "Still there is this, she has no son, and her husband is old." Then he said, "Send for her." In answer to his voice, she took her place at the door. And Elisha said, "At this time in the coming year, you will have a son in your arms." And she said, "No, my lord, O man of God, do not say what is false to your servant." Then the woman became with child, and gave birth to a son at the time named, in the year after, as Elisha had said to her. Now one day, when the child was older, he went out to his father, to where the grain was being cut. And he said to his father, "My head, my head!" And the father said to a servant, "Take him in to his mother." And he took him in to his mother, and she took him on her knees, and kept him there till the middle of the day, when his life went from him. Then she went up and put him on the bed of the man of God, shutting the door on him, and went out. And she said to her husband, "Send me one of the servants, and one of the asses, so that I may go quickly to the man of God, and come back again." When Elisha came into the house, he saw the child dead, stretched on his bed. So he went in, and shutting the door, he got up on the bed, stretching himself out on the child, and put his mouth on the child's mouth, his eyes on his eyes, and his hands on his hands, and the child's body became warm. Stretching himself out on the child 7 times, the child's eyes became open. And he gave orders for the woman and said, "Take up your son." And she came in and went down on her face to the earth at his feet. Then she took her son in her arms and went out.